Welcome to You, Me, and the Dogs, the podcast where we explore the wonderful world of dog ownership. Join me every Wednesday as my guests and I share personal stories, insights, and experiences, of course, with dogs.
Today, I'm taking a walk with Zilo and her dog, Zingy. I'm so excited I get to interview you because, you know, since we started our companies at the same time, we kind of had this like competitive edge to our friendship, you know, kind of like get to know you in a different level.
Yeah.
How did you get Ziggy and why did you name him Ziggy? Is there a story? Or...
Okay. So we got Ziggy because I wanted to have a baby. So I wanted to get pregnant, and my husband thought, well, I don't know if we're ready because, you know, we don't have a house yet. We were living in an apartment, and I was like, who cares about that?
Like, I grew up really poor, so like,
my parents and I lived in a one-bedroom house. I was there till I was like 7 years old, so we all shared the same freaking room. I really don't know how my parents had sex, like, you know, like, or like how they maintained their relationship, and or like when they did it. And me and my sister were on a bunk bed. So like, for me, for him to say like, oh, he needs, the baby has to have a room and blah, blah, blah. And before knowing what I know now of how long it takes to try to get pregnant, we just assume, well, as soon as we try, we're both healthy, like we're gonna be able to like get pregnant. But I'm ready to like nurture something.
Right.
And so he's like, okay, fine, then let's get a dog. The Shibas are something that I'm interested in because number one, they're like a really tough breed to train. And two, they're very independent. And I wanted a dog that was independent because I didn't want one that was like always licking my face and blah, blah, blah.
Or like needy.
So then we went to go get one. Now, unfortunately, I didn't know about like puppy mills and all those things at that time. So we did end up getting him from what I think is a puppy mill from like a pet store or whatever. And ironically, that's why he has all the issues that he has. Like, and we've had a tough time with him. So my husband jokingly says, oh, we should have tried to have a child. I think it would have been cheaper. But then raw instincts wouldn't have ever happened. And then Ziggy, his name, is because growing up, my parents, my mom liked Bob Marley.
Okay.
But not like crazy. Just she just like every time they played it when we were out.
Right.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, Bob Marley had a son named Ziggy Marley.
So how did raw instinct start?
Around that time when COVID was like, oh, you locked down. Well, is it worth it? Like working for hedge fund and like not enjoying life, because it's like I literally would go in right before like the sun was up and then you leave when the sun
seven.
So after that I was kind of like, dude, I really have to put effort into raw instinct. It's either I make it or I have to stay doing what I'm doing. And then that's when I started putting more effort into raw instincts, and that kind of changed my idea of like, well, what's important for me? Like, is it about making money or is it about finding happiness in what I do and like having the time? Like, for example, I would never be able to do this.
No, yeah, I know.
Like working half the things that I do now, like I'm able to, you know, get my nails done in the middle of the day. Things like that that I always hated doing after work feels like a chore instead of like that you're giving yourself something.
I think I'm getting a psychiatry session.
I don't know. I was like angry about not being able to take my dog to work. And like through COVID, you know, you get so used to like being able
to do, like,
do things with them.
Yeah.
And I used to do that. I never understood why we always had to stay in the office, because I'm like, we can do our job from anywhere. So during COVID time, it was freaking awesome for me with work, because I would do my work, go walk him, come back. And then I would go on walks for like an hour. Yeah. And then I had my phone with me and had everything connected. If something came back, I was always close enough to where I can go in like 10 minutes be at home. And I got used to that. And when we went back to the office, that was horrible.
So Ziggy, we got him, right? First of all, he was scared shitless. Scared of everything and everybody. I didn't know what the hell I was doing. And I started reading books on how to train, but it was like only positive training. It actually made him worse because he got more
reactive. Right. Yeah, exactly.
So he was reactive towards other dogs, then started getting reactive towards people. At the same time that's happening, he won't eat. So I'm worried because there'll be days where I'll have the same kibble bowl that supposedly he was eating at the puppy mill that he was at. That they probably serve the same bowl for like all the dogs there. He went through 4 different brands at the vets. And this is like happening within a 3-month period.
All like Royal Canin.
Royal Canin.
And the science diet.
The science diet. They're just switching him from like a different
one
protein
to
a more expensive one every time somehow.
Uh-huh.
He starts getting like allergies. My sister brought up to do raw.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, no, we brought it up to the vet. The vet's like, no. So then we went to cook food. So we started feeding.
What, Wynwood?
The Wynwood dog.
Uh-huh.
Wynwood dog food.
My husband and I are like, dude, this food is so expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And it's literally rice with chicken.
No, and potatoes.
And potatoes.
It's more potato.
It's more potato. Literally, the chicken, there was one that I was so angry because I'm like, three, like this, you could barely see the chicken.
The chicken, yeah, I know.
And then I was like, fuck that, I'll give him the sweet potato. So I started giving him the sweet potato one. Has a little bit more meat, but still nothing. So I was like, fuck that, we're going to start making it. And my husband's like, yeah, Silo, but they add like calcium and shit. You don't know what it is. And I'm like, I'll fucking find out what it is. So I started finding out and then supplementing him. And then I was like, I might as well try raw at this point.
Yeah.
We went back to the vet because he wasn't doing any better.
Uh-huh.
His poops were, by the way, this is like 3-4 months into having him and he never had a solid poop.
Oh my God.
Okay, so 4 months, like no solid poop. But also because he's so scaredy cat, anywhere he went new, he would have diarrhea. Because he was
like
so scared.
Anxiety.
So it was anxiety,
plus
fear, plus the food, plus his allergies. So he's like all things fucked up.
Uh-huh.
We take him to the vet again and then they're like, oh, we need to do a skin allergy test.
Right.
And I now regret taking the test. But and when people tell me I'm going to do this test, I'm like, don't fucking do it. Don't do it. He was like allergic to the grass, the pollen.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
Literally.
It will tell you everything. Yeah, life.
Life itself.
This literally says I can never take my dog outside.
Right.
So, and I can't feed him anything.
Yeah.
And then I go, hey, the vet just prescribed these pills like yesterday. How long does he have to be on it till he's cured? You know, this is like me, so like, pharma's gonna help my dog.
Right.
And they're like, oh no, this is lifelong. At that point, I told my husband, we're fucking trying raw because I'm not gonna put my 6-month dog on meds for the rest of his life. And the next day, started him on raw. 1 week, my dog wasn't bleeding from his paws anymore.
And you were convinced. And so what did you do? You made the raw yourself?
Well, I bought it.
Okay.
I bought the at that time,
it was Miami.
4 or 5 years, my Miami raw feeding, and they had their pre-made grinds, the 80-10-10s. You start out with like the regulars, and then I was feeding him kangaroo. And
yeah. I know, it gets addicting.
It's addicting.
Yeah. Mine was a process, because he was like...
He was picky.
Yeah, he was like, I would show it to him. And he wouldn't, so I would cook it. And so that's why when I started the combine.
It was cooked food.
It was cooked food. I was like, let me cook half and half. And then slowly he started liking the raw. Now I show him cooked and he's like,
What's crazy thinking back now, because now I think about like, well, where do I source my meat? And like, blah, blah, blah. But before I was so obsessed with about Ziggy that I only worried about his food.
Right.
Then when raw feeding, their customer service started getting weird with me. And then I was like, you know, where do they source this stuff? And like, where does it come from? And like, when I started caring about that stuff, that's when the idea of making food came. Like a lot of people that I meet are like, oh my God, what is raw feeding? And it's really just because, you know, you're not taught any of that stuff.
What they feed you is go to PetSmart and buy a bag of fucking Kibble.
Yes. And PetSmart and Chewy's and all these things that are convenient. Also, none of them carry a high quality kibble either.
No.
They make it very, very hard. which is why I was like, I have to do a pre-made raw, because it's the only way you can make raw feeding convenient.
Right.
And you still have to do more than just like the pre-made, because that's not enough.
No, right.
Unfortunately. And unless you have the wants to learn and the desire for something better, you know, there's really no way.
Well, I also think longevity, like if you want your dog, because to me, I want him to live forever. And I'm sure that you're like,
yes, as long as possible.
So that for me.
And to die without medications, I think, is something that I like am hoping for. Because if you can prolong your pet's life, but he's on meds, that's not. I've seen companies trying to sell cricket protein to dogs. And it's like, you know how many crickets your dog needs to eat to have the amount of protein?
Not yours.
Yeah.
Or like a Great Dane, Jesus.
You also have to think about the bioavailability of things. Because people are like, well, kale has the same amount of protein as a piece of meat or whatever.
But it's not the same.
But it's not when your dog or you as a human even eat it.
How it's processed. As energy.
I think it's like 23% of the protein or 23% of the nutrients in kale is what you actually consume.
Right.
Or so around that range.
And Whole Foods, after it was sold to Amazon. I'm like, what am I eating here? But you do go in a rabbit hole and you're like, why is this not easy? I mean, just take a flight from here to Europe and try the food over there. And you're like,
you can eat pizza over there every day and you're fine.
Yeah.
I eat pizza here and like I'm fucking bloated. So a year ago, Ryan and I started trying to get pregnant.
Uh-huh.
And
congratulations. Well, not congratulations.
No.
Well, I went to 3 different gynos.
Okay.
They said everything was fine.
But I still didn't feel like, I felt like something was wrong, because like over time, like my period has gone from like a dog conversation to now like a woman's. So I was like, there's something wrong, or I don't know if raw instinct stress is getting to me. And one of my clients had recommended me like a holistic food and wellness coach. For months, I started following her. We've been trying to get pregnant for a year and it hasn't happened. There's something fucking wrong with me. This is like the difference of like a holistic approach versus going to your freaking doctor. Mm-hmm. She's like, let's first run an MRT, which is basically what your body's intolerant to. Then we ran a pee test. We did blood markers to do literally, my blood test was 14 pages long. Full thyroid, full hormones, estrogen, testosterone. Everything was in the normal range, but she's like, this is why doctors tell you you're in the normal range, but you're not. So she's like, all these values, like we literally went through all the different markers in my body that were like all off. So she's like, this is the range you want to be in. This is why your period is like basically like non-existent.
All these things that I used to think were fine, like low fat stuff, sugar free.
Yeah,
because you're like, you should eat, you know, you shouldn't eat sugar. So you eat sugar free at 0 calories. That's the way that like when, so I'm super into like powerlifting.
Uh-huh.
So when you follow powerlifters, they do like, you know, your macros. You literally care about just hitting your macros, not about like how the sourcing and the quality of it.
Mm-hmm.
And my hormones, we ran them in May. And they were freaking everywhere. My hormones were like this, boom, 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 like a roller coaster. And she's like, that's definitely not what you want. And it needs to be like this, the ratio, blah, blah, blah. But with changing these things, we're doing all this weird shit. I literally eat raw liver in the mornings. And like, you know, I'm literally eating like my dog at this point. So,
well, they're kind of like, I'm not saying that the whole system is similar. I believe that it like a holistic approach and like eating as natural as possible will give you the best result.
Yeah. Well, going back to what we're saying, like you can have these issues, but if you don't have your diet in the right place or the way that you eat, there's no way you're going to fix all these other things. And it's the first month that I actually ovulated. So like I didn't know you can get your period
and not ovulate.
Yeah.
Of course, my body is like, you can't fucking get pregnant right now. Like your body's in shambles.
So yeah, it's trying to survive for itself.
Yeah. And you're trying to bring another creature here. It's not happening.
No, but I mean,
I'm sorry.
No, I think, you know, I always think everything happens for a reason. And like the universe like pulls us in different ways for like, because that's like where you're supposed to go to. And then because of her, thankfully because of her, we're learning all these things.
Yeah.
So it's like another way of educating, and also how like I'm literally running this experiment on myself and I'm able to share it with people.
Yeah.
Because I share it on my personal Instagram a lot, because I know a lot of, after I shared that I was having infertility issues, mm-hmm. a lot of girls DM me on the side that they've also had these issues, and it's so taboo to talk about.
A lot of these issues are very taboo. Like, it's just like, you have to be perfect.
Like, if you can't give birth, or if you can't, you know, what society is like telling you that you need to be, then there's something wrong.
You're tainted. Yeah. So raw instincts does a lot of family work.
Yes.
So how are those
women owned, family run? So wow, sometimes it's cool, sometimes it sucks. A lot of times we fight. In the way that I grew up, you know, there's a lot of machismo. Mm-hmm. So like the man is everything. My mom served my dad. There was a lot of grudge. Like growing up, I always felt like everybody resented everybody and like hated
like
each other.
Passive aggressive.
And if it wasn't passive aggressive, like there was fist fights going
right.
on. So like thinking about like my husband and my dad's and his dad's relationship, they will scream at each other, and 5 minutes later, they're hugging squashed. And loving each other. Yeah. It's squashed.
My husband says like, oh, because you don't know how to let go of things. And I'm like, I wasn't raised that way.
Yeah, it's
so
very,
it's really hard. And I always tell him, like, you just have to give me time. So, but he'll come to me 5 minutes later, like, so are you done? Like, and I'm like, no, I'm still fucking mad.
I wouldn't be able to work with my family, because I think it gets very complicated. They know your triggers, right? So they'll...
Yeah, they know exactly what to
yeah,
say.
Yeah, they're like, and we're off, you know? Here's the red button.
And then you also know their triggers.
Yeah.
It's that constant, like, trying to... Everybody knows everyone has to compromise. So I used to hold a lot of things in, and raw instincts has really taught me that, no, I can't hold things in, because, one, it's not good for business. Two, it's not good for a family dynamic, and also for a relationship as a whole, as a family. Bob and my mom, if they weren't... They're so, like, supportive of raw instincts. It's insane. If they weren't helping me, like, we wouldn't be able to do what we do, because it's a lot. We take family trips, and I kind of do them as, like, you know how, like, businesses do, like...
Yeah, like retreats or whatever.
And things like
yeah.
that. So we kind of do that and call them, like, okay, it's a raw instincts retreat. If I want to grow the business, I can't live life, oh, Saturday and Sunday I have to work. No, because I did this so that I can have more freedom.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm not going to be a slave to... another version of working. So that's like something that I'm still learning.
Mm-hmm.
And we also do things like, we call them roles or positions. So like everybody has a different position when we're cooking, or like when we're making orders or whatever, we have like a checklist of things. So like there's an order to the chaos. And then that's how we keep things where we're not bumping heads, because we're not all just doing the same thing. Or not everybody's trying to do the same thing. One person does this, one person does that. And then that's how we keep like the calm. And then everybody always checks everybody's work. So there's like, there's, you know, nobody's perfect. So that's also something you have to learn,
mm-hmm.
especially in business.
Yep.
If you were perfect.
I know.
When I started doing dehydrated treats, I started doing them because I had so much extra organ stuff and like blah, blah, blah. And when I first started, I was like, I don't want to do the same stuff she's doing, because I don't want to take, I didn't want it to be like, oh, we're competition. Like
right.
what you were saying, your stuff is different from mine and your clients is different from mine. And I think that's, you also started doing merch too, which was, I thought, super
yeah.
cool. Do you do those yourself?
The design is myself.
Yeah.
And then I send it off to print.
To get printed?
Yeah. So I have a lot of talents.
Well, shit, you're a creative person.
I've had a design business. I was a project manager. I produced a web show with my dad and my brother, and we traveled.
Oh, that's cool.
And so this is kind of like going back to that. the combine dog was supposed to be a dog park, and then COVID.
Okay, yeah, you told me that. Okay. That's so interesting.
Yeah, so I wanted it to be a private park, and it was with indoor-outdoor interactive, because I have a lot of experience with interactive design. Then I went with the food, because that was, you have to have good nutrition in order for you to be physically able to compete and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But what would you say is your passion?
I'm doing this podcast and I'm doing a lot of content. And I think like what is the most, what I really love about it is the bond that you create with your dog.
Yeah.
And that's why I say like there is this separation between dog parents and dog owners. Because you could own a dog.
Yeah.
And you do the basic stuff. But it's when you,
yeah,
when you go deeper and you start to learn about your dog and think of your dog as a being and not as property.
I mean, shit, we can say a lot about also like how, you know, what do you consider a parent? Like one that just has one, or one that like, you know, creates a relationship and
right, blah, blah, blah.
I think people do as best as they can do with the circumstances, considering you're a normal individual.
Yeah.
You know, unfortunately, you know, like right now, the economy is not great. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, people that are struggling to make ends meet, when you tell them, you know, raw feeding costs this much, what training your dog costs or things like that, you're just, you're like, these people are crazy. And I understand, because, you know, I, like what I shared, that we grew up poor and stuff. Mm-hmm. So like, I definitely understand what it's like to like, what are you talking about? Mm-hmm. Feeding my dog this, I literally am trying to survive on ramen noodles at this point. I know, for example, when I first started raw feeding, it wasn't that I didn't have the money, but I was like, the price, like not from feeding kibble, like how the price difference is such a sticker shock, that I was like, what the fuck? I'm going to spend $150 on this dog a month on food. And I used to say that, thank God I bought a small dog. Some people have the means, but your sticker shock to it is.
Yeah.
And even now I can say the same with working with Tara, where she's like, oh, buy a $9 juice.
Mm-hmm. That
$9 juice
is completely different.
It's free of a bunch of shit.
But those are you still get sticker shock.
Yeah. And that's the thing, is that society tries to make what is going to get you sick easy and what will get you healthy hard.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Like if you get someone sick and then they're kept sick, or in the same thing with pharma, and then they need it for the rest of their life, you literally have that person or that animal, because fuck, more animals are getting sick and sick faster than humans. I think it's 10 times, dogs and cats are 10 times more likely to get cancer because of the kibble. I used to be like, oh, well, only if you're unhealthy, you can get cancer.
Mm-mm.
That's not true.
Most people are vitamin D deficient. How crazy is that you live in Florida and you're vitamin D deficient?
I'm like, dude, if you have a dog, you walk him outside.
Yeah.
But most people don't walk their dogs. They're like, open the back door. It's like, you literally step outside.
For 15 minutes. And that's it. Yeah.
I was still 30, but 15, that's cool.
No, I loved it. I hope you had a great time too.
I did.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you want to know more about our guests, read the show notes down below. Please hit the subscribe button if you liked us, and it would be even better if you would leave us a review. See you next Wednesday.